From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A vehicle ran over a fire hose in Eureka, hampering firefighting efforts this past weekend. Early Saturday, crews responded to a reported structure fire at the intersection of California Street and West Hawthorne Street. The first officer arriving on the scene reported a single-story structure with a heavy smoke condition coming from the rear of the building. The building had previously been identified as unoccupied. It was a do-not-enter building due to unsafe interior conditions. All windows and doors were secured with plywood. Well, firefighters initiated a defensive attack on the fire and achieved control within about an hour. They did enter the building briefly to make sure no one was inside. There were no injuries. Sentencing set for November 8th for 29-year-old Donovan Baltsley, found guilty of two counts of being a felon in possession of a firearm and two counts of being a felon in possession of ammunition, both felonies. After the verdicts, Baltsley admitted the special allegation he had previously served a term in prison. On February 17th of this year, officers with the Eureka Police Department conducted a traffic stop and found two loaded 9mm firearms in Baltsley's vehicle. Search of his car also revealed evidence of drug sales and 9mm ammunition in different locations throughout the car. Maximum sentence he's facing, 6 years in state prison. Humboldt County correctional deputies and medical staff credited for saving an inmate's life last week. A correctional officer who was working in a female unit noticed an inmate starting to breathe abnormally and who appeared to be in distress. The correctional deputy called for medical staff and additional deputies to respond to the location. When they arrived on scene, the inmate appeared to have stopped breathing. Medical staff and correctional deputies began to administer life-saving measures. They waited for EMS to arrive but used an automated external defibrillator on the inmate to establish a heart rhythm. EMS arrived on scene and took her to the hospital for further treatment. A woman's under arrest charged in some recent robberies on October 8th. Officers with the Fortuna Police Department responded to the report of an armed robbery at a business on the 700 block of South Fortuna Boulevard. The victim reported that a woman entered the business armed with a knife demanding money. Investigators with the police department began an investigation, leading them to identify the suspect as 39-year-old Misty Macon of Ferndale. Investigators got a warrant for Macon and a search warrant for her residence. Then, over the weekend, they served that warrant on the 1600 block of Rasmussen Lane in Ferndale. During the service, they located Macon and took her into custody without incident. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.